City of Bloomington is exploring the possibility of purchasing the city's only strip club, Night Moves, as well as other nearby properties on South Walnut Street. The properties are adjacent to the planned Switchyard Park. Bloomington Parks Department Operations Director Dave Williams spoke to the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission about the possibility last week. Williams did not mention the strip club by name, but he listed its address, 1730 South Walnut Street.
The administration has interest in the possible acquisition of properties at 1730 South Walnut, 1800 South Walnut, 1820 South Walnut, 1820 and a half South Walnut, 1836 South Walnut, and 1840 South Walnut. Why I'm here is I manage the Switchyard Park project, which you approved design funds for in 2015. There is a geographical alignment of these properties to the Switchyard. However, we are not looking at these properties as an addition to the Switchyard Park, just as a redevelopment opportunity that might be spurred on by the construction of the park.
Rumors began circulating online in the spring that Night Moves might soon be closing, due in part to the planned development of the Switchyard Park. At that time, the club posted a message to Facebook stating, quote, "Night Moves is not closing. The blog writer that said we will be forced to shut down is misinformed," unquote. A manager at the club said today that he could not comment and he was not allowed to provide contact information for the owners. Williams, with the Parks Department, said environmental testing is the first aspect to consider before purchasing property.
The request today is for $8,000, I believe, to contract with Fields Environmental, a local firm that we certainly have used quite a bit in parks, to give us that first layer of information as to whether or not acquisition proceedings should move ahead. There may be something that's in the history of any one of these properties that would cause us to need to do further environmental sampling or research. The phase one is just kind of a cursory historical look at the use of the properties. And this is, again, the procedure that we follow in parks is that we always start with a phase one before we move on to any other evaluations or expenses.
The Redevelopment Commission unanimously approved a contract with Fields Environmental to do the testing.